Basic training was grim, with horrid sergeant majors. The first day I was free, walking innocently across the barrack square, I suddenly became aware of a huge voice booming at me.
"You! You!"
I froze, but it continued in its thick Glaswegian accent.
"You, who's walking across my square like a crab with a hernia, come here."
It was a sergeant major glaring at me. He yelled,
"Come to attention and say, sir."
So I said, "Sir." He said,
"That barrack square is sacred ground, laddie. Only officers are permitted to walk across it, unless you are in formation doing drill. Only let me see you walking around it, however long it takes."
I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Who are you? Give me your last three numbers and your surname." Trying desperately to remember my number, I blurted out, 068 Church, sir." He said,
"Did you say Church?"
I replied, "Yes, sir." He said,
"Are you taking the piss?"
And I replied, "No, sir, that's my name."
"Well, it also happens to be mine," he said, "so I'll remember you."
It was a dreadful threat. What he wanted more than anything was to be invisible to your superiors.
"Bill, are you okay?" There was no response. Then immediately the noises began again. Moans, retching sounds, unbelievable farts and groans. Then a "Jesus Christ." Then the flush of the toilet, the third in about 5 minutes. Henry knocked again, this time more urgently. "Bill, you okay?" he asked, and wondered whether his claim about being bright-eyed and bushy-tailed would come back to haunt him. The lock slid slowly back. Bill opened the bathroom door and stood there, his head peering round, looking at Henry, who had not seen a human being look much worse this side of the grave.
"Hellfire,"
said Henry, taken well aback. "Something I ate," Bill explained.
"You look bloody dreadful. You want to feel what my guts feel like. It couldn't be something to do with that local beer, could it?"
"Probably a combination of things," Bill said, evidently not wishing to put his state down just to the beer.
"The long flight, dehydration, that mezze, and maybe the beer. And tiredness. They all go into the mix, you know. There was a lot of food, admittedly, but I'm not sure copious amounts of beer helped matters."
"Nah, definitely not just the beer," Bill insisted.
"With a very senior police officer on the case, I presume these gentlemen didn't die of natural causes?" "No, sir, they didn't." Williams was again studiously neutral, refusing to be drawn by Tarrant's provocative questioning. "Yes, Jean?" Tarrant smiled encouragingly at his returning secretary. "Oh, of course." He spoke sorrowfully, after he had made a pretense of reading the two cards the secretary had placed before him. "I do recall. Very confused young men. They are former members of the party, but I had to order both of them to be expelled after it transpired they had convictions for attacks on immigrants." Tarrant repressed a smile as Williams and Bennett exchanged a resigned glance. "Strange you didn't remember them straight away, Mr. Tarrant. Have to throw out a lot of your supporters for committing racially motivated crimes, do you, sir?" "Mercifully, no." Tarrant dispassionately returned Bennett's hard stare. "We are normally very careful who we allow to join the party." He permitted himself an ironic smile. Now you two, you would be ideal members.
And when they came nigh to Jerusalem, unto Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sendeth forth two of his disciples, and saith unto them, Go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as ye be entered into it, ye shall find a colt tied, whereon man never sat. Loose him, and bring him. And if any man say unto you, Why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him, and straightway he will send him hither. And they went their way, and found the colt tied by the door without, in a place where two ways met, and they loose him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, What do ye loosing the colt? And they said unto them, Even as Jesus had commanded. And they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus, and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees, and strawed them in the way. And they that went before, and they that followed, cried, saying, Hosanna! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David, that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest!